This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Y'all, this is too good to be true, except it actually happened. Bernie Sanders, on his oligarchy tour, to assure us that Trump and Elon Musk are oligarchs for wanting to combat Democrat fraud or something. Fresh off his oligarchy tour, does the flagrant podcast with a guy by the name of Andrew Schultz. He's a lifetime Democrat. And admits the Democrat Party is a threat to democracy. Why? Well, he made a stunning admission. He said they haven't had a free and fair election in the Democrat Party primary elections since 2008. The elites, you know the ones, who keep telling us no one is above the law and also that they that their voters live in a democracy. He admits, yeah, they control the primaries. We don't let these stupid sheeple who vote for us actually pick a candidate. Can you imagine doing that? They're too dumb. We're so much smarter. And he admits he's a victim of that. And you know what? I agree. They rigged that primary so that Hillary could win. And now you've actually got Bernie admitting it. Listen to this.
But then could we not also say if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
Thank you. This is what we've been saying for years. Now, this is only half of it, right? They also rigged general. They used the FBI, censorship, Russia collusion hoaxes, break all kinds of federal campaign laws. Hillary Clinton did, faking the Steele dossier. So they use intelligence agency censorship. And of course, when they need to, outright voter fraud. So yeah, they rigged a general too, as we've demonstrated exhaustively here. If you're new here, I have documented that down literally to the state voting level. I'm not going to do it again because everybody's heard it. You can go back on my Battleground podcast if you like. I do it through mass voter fraud with fake voters who are registered, ghost voters, illegal immigrant voters, and then just by breaking absentee ballot rules to give people absentee ballots who aren't eligible to have them. They do that in the tens of thousands win the election. They did it in this election too, I'm sure. It's just the margin for Trump was so big we swamped him this time. But nah, we're not at the general yet. No, they fixed those too. But yeah, they fixed the primaries. It's a controlled process. We haven't had anything like a democratic voting process in a long time. Here's the full clip. Andrew Schultz, lifelong Democrat on the Flagrant podcast, puts it to Bernie Sanders because he can see it. We don't have a democracy. We have an oligarchy. And the oligarchs are the Democrat Party leadership.
And we felt that over the last four elections, Democrats, we felt that we didn't have a say on who could be president. We talk a lot about the Republicans being autocrats and oligarchs and taking over democracy. But from the Democrat perspective, and as I'm a lifelong Democrat, I felt like the Democratic Party completely removed the democratic process from its constituents. And I think they need to have some accountability of that.
No argument here.
I donated for you. I wanted you to, 2016, I was like, this is going to happen. This guy's going to do it. And it felt like they stole it from me. And I'll be honest, it broke my heart when you supported him.
Look, but you have, in the world that I live in, you got a choice. And I mean, a lot of people, including my wife, agree with you. But, you know, you're down to a choice. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton or is it going to be Donald Trump? Not a great choice.
But it ended up being him anyway, so why don't we burn it down?
Well, because it's easy to say burning it down means that children are not going to have, you know, food to eat, that the schools will deteriorate, people will not have health care.
I got it.
And I, you know, I'm an elected official. I got to represent the people.
That's fair.
And I can't turn my back on.
But then could we not also say if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008?
No.
Are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
And there it is.
But then could we not also say if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
Now, remember, it's not just Bernie. RFK wanted to run against Joe Biden. Folks, I'm grateful they didn't let him. He may have beaten Biden, and he might have beaten Trump. Had everything been fair? Had they not tried to rig the election by putting Trump in prison for 700 years? He was very unpopular in the polls, including Rasmussen, until they did that. The Democrats screwed up and reinflated Trump. But remember what they did. They went state by state by state, changing state laws to keep RFK out of that primary. What does that tell you? The polling told them he was a threat to Biden and control by the fascist cabal that leads the Democrat Party, the true fascists, the true globalists. So RFK finally threw his hands up and went, okay, I'm not allowed to run a Democrat primary. I'll run with Trump. I'll do that. So Bernie isn't even the latest. You start going into what they did to RFK and listen to him. He's giving speeches about it. It's unbelievable. This is how Wall Street, how the big money makers, how the BlackRocks control the Democrat Party. Maybe the Democrats control them. It's hard to say. But Democrats haven't had a free and a fair election in years, and someone finally spoke it. Is he going to get canceled? Will he be canceled? Because you don't say true things either. That's one of the cardinal rules of the Democrat oligarchs. You don't say true things. So I don't know if that guy's in trouble, if he's going to be okay. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We don't kill people or threaten to kill people because you disagree with them. It's going to be a tough lesson to learn for this man.
That's Nancy Mace in Greenville fighting the same fight. It's all the same fight. In her case, it was Samuel Keane, who thinks he's a woman, goes by Roxy and point blank threatened to kill her. I mean, it wasn't ambiguous. It was very clear. Said he was going to do it with a gun. Why? He's a Democrat. He can. He can't. They are asserting their right to do this, folks. This is not new. Not new. Here's James Comey asserting his right. What if I want to promote my book? I'm just a grandfather in a sweater. It's okay if I advocate for the death of the president.
You are back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
Well, no, for them, it's not. Folks, if you haven't spent any time on Blue Sky, spend some time on Blue Sky. Put Luigi Mangione's name into Blue Sky. I do it still occasionally. I put this Comey thing in on Blue Sky. It is nothing but violent, bloodthirsty, seething rage. Oh, it's nothing but 8647 on Blue Sky. They think it's awesome. They even put up cartoons and graphics of Trump being killed. You know what you can't find on Blue Sky? Anybody going, come on, guys. Now, we don't want to kill him, okay? We just want to defeat him politically. You will not find that. That is what James Comey is tapping into. It is an orgy of violence and violent fantasies. Against anyone who disagrees with them, folks, can I walk you back from it? If you haven't been listening to me for a long time, many of you are new. I think we've added 30,000 new listeners in the last year. I have to keep that in mind. I have talked to you for years about how the Democrats are using the Russian Revolution playbook. What is the Russian Revolution playbook? The reason they selected it is because the society in Russia at the time of the Communist Revolution was very much like America is today. There were a ton of ex-service members in the Russian population. People were heavily armed. This was not a country where the guns were taken before the revolution. How do you defeat that if you are a small cadre of Marxists who represent, I don't know, maybe 15, 20% of the population? The way that they did. And it is what the Democrats are doing. Black Lives Matter, the group, was a copy of that. And what they started with was throwing acid in police officers' faces. That became very popular. The group of Marxists that were doing it started raising money. They had a group. All the politicians donated to that group. They were called the Cadets. They're dead now, but they're called the Cadets because they didn't want acid thrown in their faces. They thought they could buy them off. Republicans acted a very similar way with Black Lives Matter, that they could accommodate them. That's how it started. This has been going on, folks, since the time of Marx in their societies, 1848, when he wrote the Communist Manifesto. It will not change. It always ends the same way. And so they began, for 19 years, normalizing violence against their political opponents. That's how it started. Well, we'll just attack cops. We don't like cops. Then it became anyone who spoke out about it. Then it became judges who tried to prosecute them. And soon you couldn't prosecute them because they would show up at the jury, the judges' homes, and kill their families. If you spoke out against them, they had torture squads. They'd come to your house. They were heavily armed. And gradually, after the murders of 22,000 people on an individual basis, heading into the Russian Revolution, before they even ever took power or grabbed the reins of the government, no one would speak out against them. They were terrified too. That's where they're going. That's where they're going. From Luigi Mangione to James Comey, the left is gradually normalizing the idea of assassinating those who oppose them. Right now it's tongue-in-cheek, but that's how it started. Russian Revolution. They have done it in country after country since their hero, Karl Marx, first published the Communist Manifesto in 1948. You fail to stop them now? It always ends the same way, with anyone who opposes them dead. It's history. Read it. Che Guevara is a great example of that. He was young. He was hip, like Luigi Mangione. Whoever he killed probably deserved to die. Did you see the Motorcycle Diaries? Oh, man, he was so hot on the cover of that. We're back there. Luigi Mangione even looks like him. And under Biden, they were beginning to do the other thing Marxists always do. Silence their opponents through government censorship while demanding their right to free speech, which they want to include openly calling for the murder of their opponents. And how did that end during the Russian revolutions? 19 years of that. Didn't happen overnight. 19 years of that, with Marxist torture and murder squads breaking into people's homes, killing them and their families, till no one dared speak out against them. And again, the crazy thing about that, at the time, pre-1919, went on for 20 years, they hadn't even seized control of the government yet, managed to silence the entire population through fear. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it every single day. Here's James Comey. It's very normal to threaten to kill, to encourage the murder of your political opposition. He was just walking on the beach, man.
You were back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
So take me back to the walk on the beach.
We were walking on the beach. We went to the beach to prepare for this week, which was the launch of my book, and to think about the book and to prepare to answer questions about it. And we were walking back towards the road, and we saw in the sand someone had arranged shells with numbers. And Patrice, my wife, said, "Why would someone put an address in the sand?" And I said, "I don't know." And we stood over it, and I said, "You know, I think it's some kind of like political message." And she said, "You know, 86, when I was a server," she did a lot of work in restaurants, "meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients." And I said, "Well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place." I said, "That's really clever." So then she said, "You should take a picture of that." And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination, which is crazy. But I took it down. I don't, even if I think it's crazy, I don't want to be associated with violence of any kind.
Oh, he knew exactly what he was doing. Folks, again, Taylor Lorenz just did a whole tour on CNN. Talking about she's never had more followers since she started lionizing and praising Luigi Mangione. People love him. Why? He's a murderer. Democrats have bloodlust. They have vengeance. Why? Because they don't lose. They've always controlled the narrative. They don't know how to exist where they actually have to have a debate, can't censor their opponents, either through completely controlling the media or actual censorship by the FBI. That guy's friends. The FBI, he created, he recruited for, he staffed. You want to know something wild this week? You know something wild about that? That guy you just heard right there? Here's the current director of the FBI laying out Comey's crimes over the weekend.
"But when the likes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and company came in here with the James Bakers of the world and intentionally lied to a federal court only to rig a presidential election by lying to the American public and using taxpayer dollars, likely illegally, to fund this entire operation and then withhold exculpatory information from a federal court
that
I used to appear before to manhunt terrorists, that's what broke the FBI. And then when they were caught, they lied about it."
That's four felonies right there, by the way. Lying under oath to Congress, lying under oath to court, that's 5 years prison. It's a felony. The illegal use of the money and refusing to give evidence Trump was innocent to the court, that's a felony too at the federal level. Four felonies right there. Current director of the FBI. Saying this about the former director of the FBI. Folks, this country is crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.